I'm here with Penny Mudra from 3000. Penny, one of the distinctions that was made during that last forum is that there doesn't seem to be a very clear definition as to what citizen journalism is. So I was wondering if you could give me your views on what the difference between citizen journalism and freelance journalism is.
I think a freelance journalist is someone who writes for money. So that's their job. So they're working for media organisations that can pay them. And I think citizen journalism isn't something that's motivated by payment. So that's a simple way of dividing the two. I guess an extension of that is that citizen journalists don't work for media organisations. So they work as individuals. I guess it's hard because even the word journalist is sort of contentious, isn't it? I mean, and that's what we're talking about. So some people would say that a journalist is an individual. Other people would say that a journalist is someone who works as part of a bigger media operation. So when they think of journalism, they think of it as being talked about by groups of editors. You know, it's content that's pitched, discussed, vetted, and so I guess using the word, some people would find it hard to think of the word journalist as being something that applies to someone working on their own.
Well, funding arrangements that which were discussed during the forum sort of said that basically people are getting paid for citizen journalism through different funding methods. Like, as you said, you were getting paid through advertising to sustain your publication. Does that blur the line even more, or how does that work if freelance journalists getting paid whereas citizen journalists aren't? However, citizen journalists on the panel who were calling themselves at point citizen journalists are.
So you're asking about whether money is the single defining factor, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I think that the whole market system that supports media is in a state of total chaos. You imagine in 1,000 years we're going to look back on this time and we'll see it and we'll talk about it as a period of flux that was similar to the Industrial Revolution or the inventing of the printing press. I mean, this is crazy. And I think, you know, honestly, we kind of sit and we discuss and we try to make it orderly, but at this point, it's the wild frontier. It's the wild frontier, and no one understands how this new type of media is going to work in the market, whether it can even work in a market. It's interesting to think that, I mean, I read a blog post recently by this great blogger called Clay Shirky, and he said his main point was that democracy demands more journalism than markets provide. So what are we going to do about that? Does that mean the government needs to fund the New York Times? Does that mean the government would need to step in to save the Age if it goes out of business? And then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got people who tweet all day, and they retweet news from Syria and Libya, and you know, and these people. I just spoke to a lady at the front after the panel, and she has a lot of people donate to her because they enjoy like the work that she does. That's not a traditional way of selling writing. So I think what we're doing now is just reacting. I don't think we can understand how money works with media in a broad sense, and we won't maybe understand it for the next 10 years.
Penny, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with 3000.
Thanks.